Yeah, yeah, okay. Bam, Kuf, Aleph, Rer. Okay, we're in the middle of this conversation about being Raglov, being Regel, being Thais, etc., right? So now, or the last Sukkah we quoted were about Yael and Sisera, right? In that war with the Plishtim, and Yael brings Sisera in, eventually she ends up killing him. But before that, she's definitely involved with him in a physical way. Mishnah continues. Amar Rav Yochanan Sheva Beilos Bal Osa Rasha Ba Osa Hayom. That when Sisera came into Yael's tent, so he's actually with her seven different times. Shneamar Ben Ragleha Kara Nafal Shachav Ben Ragleha Kara Nafal Baasher Kara Sham Nafal Shadud. So all those different lashonos, they're all of lying down, etc. They all relate to Tashmish, that they had relations seven times. Says Gemara, wait a second. But how come it's Hanya Me'avera? That she's getting benefit from this? She's experiencing, this avera with Sisera, who's not her husband. So Amar Yochanan, Mishumishuminichai Kol Tova San Shal Rishayim Ra He Eats Al Tzadikim. Now you don't have to worry about that, because every good thing every good thing for Rishayim is really just a terrible thing for Tzadikim. Shneem Arisham Lecha Penti Daber In Yaakov Mitov Ad Ra. Hashem says to Lavan, when Lavan is chasing after Yaakov, he says to him, "Do not be careful." He warns him basically, "Don't say anything to Yaakov. Nothing good. That we're be concerned about saying something good or bad." So Bishlam Ra Lecha. I understand if we tell him not to say something bad. Well, Tova, my low. Why can't Lavan say something nice? So Elish, my mina tovasin shabashayim ra he eats tzadikim. That even good things that happen by Rishayim are bad when it comes to tzadikim. It's interesting, make comparison between this Gemara and the Gemara in Megillah that talks about Esther and Achashverosh, and there it talks about and asks a similar question about how she could have been with Achashverosh. She gives different answers. Esther karka olam havai, she didn't do anything, she just stayed still, different things like that. But this is a sort of a different spin on the question. And what about the hana that she got? And the answer is no, it couldn't be a hana, because it's something that's good for Rishayim, it's bad for Tzadikim. Okay. So much as Bishlam, Ahasim, Dilma Midabrele, Dilma Midkerle, Sheva Davos Kochavim. Right, maybe he's going to, I understand there, maybe he's going to mention something about Avodah Zarah, right? That's why it's going to be something, bad for him. But Elahacha, my ra'ika, right? What do you mean? What's fundamentally, ra'a about this thing? I can think of a lot of answers probably, but okay, the Gemara's still trying to figure out what the ra is, right? So what's the answer? The kashadi bezuhama, because he placed some type of disgusting, gross something with her, in her, right? Then Rabbi Yochanan b'sha shabar nachash alchaya hita bazuhama, right? Because the story of Achav and the nachash, right? It's not just that, according to the Medrash, according to the Gemara, it wasn't when the nachash comes to get Chava to sin at the Eitz Hadas, it wasn't just that he told her to eat from the Eitz Hadas, also he in some way, the Chazal talk about that he also was like with her physically in some way, and hita bazuma, the language they use, that she placed some type of something gross, something disgusting inside of her when he's together with her. So then what happens? Yisrael sha'amdal har Sinai, paska zuhamasan, right? So again, this is the first woman in the world. So the Nachash puts zuhama in her, and so all of mankind have that zuhama. Am Yisrael stand on har Sinai, what happens? That zuhama goes away, right? That's like how Chazal talk about that at Mount Har Sinai. We became like Adam and Chava Kodem Achei, right? That's what happened at Mama Harsina, whatever all this means, we'll just explain it, and we'll say what it means in English. But over the Chacham Mishalam de Baharsinai lo mas kazumasan, but over the Chacham who didn't stand Harsinai, so they still had the zuhama, and that's why when Sisera is together with Yael, so he's hitel bazuhama once again, and that's what was such a horrible thing that she experienced. Even though the aspects of that act can be bad, can be pleasurable, but it was overall negative for her because hita bazuam. Okay, fine. So back to the conversation about chalitza. So we talked about chalitza ben minal she'eno shalo. Right? What if he does chalitza with a shoe that doesn't belong to him? So Tana Rabbana na'alo ain li ela na'alo. Now shall call Adam Minayin, right? So the pasuk says, "Chalatz is not, but she has to be chalitz na'alo, his shoe." So from here, I can only see in the el naalo. It got to be his shoe. Naal shall call adami. Now, what if it's anybody's shoe? Tamil lamar naal. Right, the pasuk also said also refers to the naal without saying naalo. Naal mikomakom. It can be any naal. So imkein my tamil lamar naalo. So then, what does it say naalo at all for? Naalo haroi lo prat lagadol shein yachol lahaloch bo. Uprat lakatan shein achov harov graglo. Right, so the reason it says na'alo doesn't mean that it has to actually belong to him, but it has to be like appropriate for him. It has to fit him, right? It has to be a na'al that can actually protect his foot. Right, so it has to be na'alo in the sense that it doesn't have to own it, but it has to be appropriate for him. Abaye have a kai kamed Rav Yosef. Abaye was standing in front of Rav Yosef. Asa yevam alachlots, and you know. Someone showed up and said, "Hey, can we do a chalitza?" So sure. So Abai is standing there and with Rav Yosef, and someone comes to do a chalitza. So Amalei have le sandalech. So he said to him, "Give me your shoe." So Yahiv le sandala the smallest. So he gave him his left shoe, and he offered his left shoe to use for the chalitza. So Amalei, Amadam Rabbanan di Eved Lechachila mi Amar. I understand using his left shoe. So that's it works. But the Eved, but Lechachila, who would allow using the left shoe? Just look at Rashi for 1 second. As he said to him, Have le sandalech li yaba metachlos. But right, I mean, he said Abaye was there. I mean, Yosef says to him, Abaye, give the yavam, or give him your shoe, right, to let him use yours. So he gave him his left shoe. Rashi, Yahiv le dismala b'miskavin ava de lo svir le labai de sandal she'in lo murta lechachila. Right. So he gave it to him on purpose. Right. Because Abai didn't. We're going to see. Does he care about this question of it belonging to him or not? But the bottom line is he gave him his left shoe.
Sounds like you're doing a
Kenyan
on it, right?
So we're going to see. Yeah. Good. Yeah. So right. So Amalei. So like he going to Rashi. Amalei with Yosef. Rav Yosef said. So Rav Yosef is back to Abaye. What is going on here? You handed your left shoe. What do you mean? Ima da amar rabbanan b'mas nisin b'shal smol b'yamin chalitzas akshera di'evet lechachila mi'amar. Meaning, I know the Chazal say that. You know, the Mishnah says that you can use the left shoe, but the evet if you use it works. But why are you handing your left shoe lechachila? I told you, give me a shoe. Should give me the right shoe. So okay. So back in the Gemara. So he said, Amar le ima da amar rabbanan di'evet lechachila mi'amar. So Amalei, Abaye says back, right? Abaye says back to him, Ihachi sandal she'ein shalo nami. So same thing. What are you asking for my shoe for? Right? Meaning, what's going on here? You're bothered. I gave you my left shoe. Why are you taking my shoe at all? You should be using his shoe. So Amalei hachi ka'imna hacha kamina lach havlei va'aknele. Exactly what he said. He says, "No, I said, yeah, give him your shoe, but why? He should make a kinyan on it, right? He'll take it, and right, like we do lots of things, right? When right now it belongs to me, but if you give it to him, he needs kona, so then it belongs to him, and then it'll be his. So what I asked you to do was give you your right shoe. You give him your right shoe, then you have a right shoe, and he'll be kona. In which case, it'll be his shoe, and it'll be your right shoe, and it'll be everyone thing will be done.
So by giving the left shoe, it's almost as if you didn't want to do the kinyan."
I don't know about the Kenyan, but he's just saying, all he's pointing out is that you're giving me, you can't change a left shoe into a right shoe. Right? If it's your shoe, I can change it into my shoe by picking it up, right, and make a Kenyan on it. But the left shoe can't become a right shoe. So he's, you know, so Rav Yosef's bothered, why are you giving the left? He says, what do you mean? Well, you're already dealing with the Evans in the first. He says, no, I'm not. I'm gonna have him make a Kenyan. So then I'll be the Chachila. The one thing that's left is that you gave me the left one instead of the right one. Right? So as long as you do, if you do both, the right shoe, and he makes a kinyan, so then we'll be doing with the chachila. Okay, sandal shal eitz. So we talked about using a sandal that's made out of wood. So Mantana, who's the author of this approach of sandal shal eitz? Amr Shmuel Rimeiri. Right, this is Rimeir. This non hakita. You would say bekav shalom. We mentioned before, right, that the person who is an amputee can go out with his on Shabbos with his wooden foot. Rabbi Yossi, you can't. So this sounds like, again, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So I've with the Shmuel Omer, b'machupa or b'div re'ekol. No, we mentioned, we sort of said this before. This is a case of, also, you know, a case of, where it's covered in leather, and that's why it's considered everyone would agree, and Divrei HaKol, because again, everyone has that same drasha of tachash, right? That's related to being a hide. Fine. You might ask, why do you say the same thing twice? It's not the same thing. One was talking about actually kita shalka, the kav shalkita, kav akita, and now we're talking about sandal shalits. So that's the only reason why you mentioned it two times. It's not the same exact case. Okay. So Amr of Papi Mishmei the Rava. So Papi says in the name of Rava as follows: Sandal hamuskar lo sachlos bo. Okay. So imagine the following case. Not only are you doing the unique experience of doing chalitza, which does happen sometimes, but it's unique. You're using a shoe that has saras on it, and since it has saras on it, has safek saras on it, it has been placed in quarantine, right, to wait to find out if it is really, if it's really saras, then it becomes a sandal mukhlat. It's for sure saras. Sandal muskar is that it's not yet determined whether it has or not, so it's been put aside. Right, so can you use a sandal muskar for chalitza? Okay. So sandal muskar lo sachos bo vimchalza chalitza sekshera. So if Papi says in the name of Rava that a sandal muskar you should not do chalitza with lechachila, but if you did, the chalitza still works. Sandal hamuchlat, but if the sandal that was been determined to for sure have tzaras, right? It's already been determined. Just look at Rashi just for a second, just give you a little background here. But sandal hamuskar, it's like 12 lines down in the skinny lines. Sandal hamuskar sheparcha bo tzaras, right? Tzaras has shown up on it. Lo sachlos bo bimeha skero. During the days when it is, like those 7 days when it's being put aside, the lo lesi lo meva b'mukhla, because we don't want you to eventually do it with a mukhla. And we'll see why doing it with a mukhla is a problem. Rashi is going to give it away. So look, v'im chalta chalitza sakshera. Why? The lav bar sreifo, v'shi v'shi re'akai. It's not something that has to be burned up. Why? Because a mukhlat does have to. Look at Rashi. Mukhlat chalitza sapsula. We're going to think of Gemara in a second. Just look at it in Rashi for a second. Mukhlat chalitza sapsula. Why? If it's already a sandal mukhlat, it's been determined that it does have saras, and now it's then you cannot do chalitza with it. Why? Did a sreifakai. Because right, once a sandal is mukhlat, it now has to be burned. Va'anan shi'ura ba'inan, right? Chofes rov raglo. There's a certain shear, certain size of the shoe that is necessary for chalitza. And since this item is needs to be burned, what happens? We will call it a high kesuse michta shi'ure. Its shear is already cut off. It doesn't have the shear that's supposed to have. What do you mean it has a shear? It doesn't have a shear. It's sitting in front of me. And it is because halachically, right? We're the halachic people, right? The halachic man, right? But once it has been deemed that it's a bar sreifa, it's supposed to be burned, so it doesn't have a shear. The shear doesn't exist anymore. So the Gemara talks about this in Sukkah also. It talks about using a lulav shir hanidachas. So same thing. A lulav from hanidachas you can't use for lulav. Why? Because it's ketute michta shiure. It has no shear. Why? Because everything in your hanidachas has to be burned up. So same thing. If the sandal mukhlat, right, it's been determined already that it has saras, it's got to be burned, in which case it loses its ability to be, at this point, the Gemara assumes, loses the ability to be used because ketuse michta shi'ure. It doesn't have a shi'ur. Okay, so let's go back into the Gemara. So we said, Amra Papi Mishmei the Rava, Sada Muskar lo tachos bo v'imchalza chalitza sakshera. Sada Mukhlat lo tachos bo v'imchalza chalitza sapsula. Right, but it's Sada Mukhlat, you should not use, and if you do, it's not going to even be the Yevon. So Rav Papa Mishmei the Rava Amar. So Rav Papa now said in the name of Rava, not Rav Papi, but Rav Papa, who is quoting Rava differently. Amar echad has echad sandal muskar ve echad sandal muchla lo sachos. Well, it doesn't matter what kind of sandal it is. You should not, meaning whether it's muchla and muskar, you shouldn't do a chalitza with it. Vimchalta chalitza sakshera. Right, but if you did, then it works, even if it's a muchla. Okay, so what's going on here? So we have to see the problem. So basically, so the Gemara says, "Well, bring a contradiction." What's the on who? Bayis hamuskar. If you have a house that has been deemed right, that has some type of taras on the walls, it hasn't been right. We've been told, "Yikes! You better get out of here because it might be it's going to become." We'll have to deem it as having taras. So what happens? Mitame mitocho. Okay, so if it's a bayis hamuskar, it's metame from inside, meaning if you walk inside of it, you will you become tame. V'hamuchlat, the Bach changes this word to v'hamuchlat. V'hamuchlat b'tocho u'me'acharav. Right, in a bias that's mukhla, that for sure has saras. So what happens? So then you become tame mitocho, even from, mitocho doesn't mean going inside. Sorry, mitocho means touching it. Right, look at Rashi. Rashi says mitame mitocho bimaga. If you touch it, va'afagav de lo nichnas gufo l'socho. Even if you haven't walked inside, de lo have tame mishum ba el habayis. That's a separate thing. We're going to talk about walking inside. But imnaga bakotel mitame, right? So at this point, a bias muskar, even if you don't walk inside, but you put your hand inside and touch the wall, so you become tame from touching the wall on the inside of the house. But mukhlat mitocha umeacharev. But a mukhlat, you're tame if you touch the wall on the inside, or even if you touch the outside walls. So you're standing outside the house, and you touch the wall, you become tame also. But both of them, you become tame if you just walk inside, even if you don't touch anything, right? Just from being inside the house, like a tumas ohel, by being inside the house, even muskar or muklat, you become tame. Look at Rashi. Mitamim bebia im nichnas derech bia kevin she nichnas ruba l'socho tame mishum v'abal abayis. Right, because the pasuk says habal habayis becomes tame. So for both of them, even just your most of your body goes inside. By the way, where do you also see that phrase? Rubo going inside. So you have by sukkah. The size of a sukkah is you can be machnes rosh over rubo. Right. So all these things they all connect in the shiurim, etc. But fine, so you go inside. So it says Rashi mekray nafkalam b'taras kohanim, and you learn from a pasuk in Vayikra the muskar mitame misocho velo minacharav ubemuchla ksiv tamehu. Fine. So you see, there's this extra piece that when it's a mukhlat, it's even metame from the outside. Fine. So the bottom line is, if it's muskar, you become tame from walking in or from touching on the inside. If it's mukhlat, you're tame from walking in, touching on the inside, or touching it on the outside. Okay. So it continues the Gemara. V'isakadaitach. Kidemichdas dami, you told me this idea that once it's mukhlat, ketutze michtas shiure, right? Now there's no shiur, and it's like keilu doesn't exist in a certain sense, right? So if that's true, va ba'inan va balabayis veleka. I mean, you just told me that if it's mukhlat, if I walk inside, I become tamei. What do you mean? There's no house. It's considered keilu it's saraf dami. It's already destroyed, right? So how can that be? So answers the Gemara, no. Shani hasam da amakra v'nitatz es habayis. Afidu b'shas netitza kari bayis. Right? It says about the house, you have to pull out, you have to destroy the house, you have to pull the wall out, etc. So you see that even at the moment when it's already being considered mukhlat, and you have to now, pull it apart, it's still considered in halacha as a bayis. And therefore, this din bia applies, that you can tell me from going inside it, even though it is Mukhla, but meaning that's just a chiddush when it comes to it's exeris akasuf in a certain sense. The pasuk says it, so fine. So that's the chiddush. But in general, it still is true that something that's omed l'sreifa is kasaraf dami and therefore loses its shear. Okay, now we're gonna try another one. Tashma matlis sheish bo shalosh shal shalosh. You have a piece of fabric, a cloth, something that has it's a size of 3 fingers by 3 fingers, like the smallest there is. Af al pisha ein bo kezayis. Even though it doesn't have a kezayis, I mean, if you wrap it up, you put it up in a ball, it wouldn't even be a kezayis. But it has three by three finger breadths. And what happens? Kevan shenichnas ruba labayis tahor. Labayis tahor tima'asu. Right, so what happens? If this thing goes inside, right, if it goes inside this house, so what's going to happen? It all of a sudden becomes tame. Sorry. The matlis itself is tameh, so if that happens, it's mitameh the house, right? So if you have this matlis, this cloth that itself has saras, and it has this size, it's enough of a size, it doesn't have kezayis, but it's enough, it's 3 by 3, so if it goes into the house, a house that's tahor, it makes it tameh. Look at Rashi, kevan shenichnas ruba labayis tahor timasu, tima es kol klei habayis, it makes all the kelim, what does it mean to make the house tameh? It means it makes all the kelim in the house become tameh. The mitzvah matame bebiya, right? Because this is the opposite. It's the flipped case, Right? One is the house is tame. You walk in, you become tame without touching anything. Here is the thing is tame. The house is tahor. You walk this item in, everything in the house becomes tame. V'chein begav ve'evin amenugas kulam mitamein be'ohel v'ha kevan da'al ruba kakula damya. Fine. It's the fact you go in, it's enough. And even just rove if it goes in. Fine. Okay. So Malashi Yeshua Shalosh Shalosh Alpha Pisha Aimbo Kazayas Kim Shinichas Ruba Labayas Tar Tamazu My Love Mukhlates, right? It sounds like it's a mukhlat. And again, what's the same thing? You should say it has no shear. It's mukhlat. It's not 3x3, whatever. No, law muskaris. No, it's muskar. Okay. Ihachi ema seifa hayiba kama zesim. Right? The later on that bright, it says if you have many zesim of this, it's big. Right? It's a big cloth, has many zesim. Kevin shenichlas mimena kezayitz abayitz tar tima'asu. It says the same thing. As long as one zayitz of it goes inside, it makes it has tameh. Iyamish bishlama mukhlates hanu di iskar shlames. Right, if it is mukhlat, that's why you're comparing it like to a dead body, meaning the same way that the dead body is metame be'ohel and makes everything in that or anything else that's in the ohel with that dead body comes tame. Same thing with this cloth. So be'ela I amris muskeres amai yisker shlemeis. So if it's only muskara, how are you comparing it to a mace? It's not even mukhlat yet, right? So point being, if that's true, you see that we are considering it mitam ve'ohel like a mace. It must be that it's mukhlat. And nevertheless, again, you should have said that there's no shear because it's mukhlat. So shani hasam da'amar kara v'saraf es ha-beged. Afid b'shas reifa kari beged. Same thing. All right, so even b'shas reifa is called a beged. So you see, again, Xeris HaKosov that teaches me, it's called a beged even though it shouldn't have the shear. So Xeris v'lig marineh. So great. So you see all these cases, things that are mukhlat, they still have their shear. So maybe same thing. This shoe should also have the shear. And it's the Gemara Isser mituma logarminan. We don't learn Isser from tuma, right? Tuma v'tara is one thing. Isser v'heter, which is chalitza, is a different story. We don't necessarily learn one case, one class of halachos from the other. Fine. So we're not going to, and therefore, but it's still not a problem. We're still good with in our case. So Amar Rav Hilchasa Echad Sandal Hamuskar Ve'Echad Sandal Shal Mukhlat Ve'Echad Sandal Shal Avodas Kochavim Lo Tachlots. Okay, so all these types of sandals, right, which seem to not have their shear for different reasons, you're not supposed to use them. But if you did, the chalitza's kosher. It's fine. Shalti kroves avodas kochavim v'shal irani dachas v'shal zakein asher lechvodo lo sachlot v'imchalta chalitza's psula. Okay, but however, when it comes to the other cases, right, the cases of tikroves of what is kochavim, so which is has to be burned, irani dachas, which again also a case anything in the irani dachas has to be destroyed. V'shal zaken ha'asul lechavodo, what does that mean? Rashi says shal zaken ha'asul lechavodo the tachriche misa, right? It's used for someone who passed away. Ho v'lavli lucha of it, lav now. It's not really a shoe. It's just meant to cover the foot, but it's not really meant to be a shoe because it's not for walking. It's for someone who passed away already. All those cases chalitzas apsula. In all those cases, the chalitza is no good. Yes, Tosus points out why is avodah zarah not a problem. So avodah zarah is not a problem, even though tikrovas avodah zarah is, it has to be burned. But regular avodah zarah is not necessarily. That's something that's brought for the avodah zarah. But the avodah zarah itself, why? So Tosus just points out it's before bittul, because since the halacha is you can be mevatel avodah zarah. So you can be mevatel avodah zarah, it doesn't necessarily lose its shear. Right, if you mevatel it, then it can maintain the shear. That's why it's not going to be a problem. We have to understand, we don't have time for it right now, but why the sandal, all of a sudden we changed our minds. Right? We decided that it's not true by sandal hamukhlat and says sechalitzos ekshera still. Actually, look at Rashi for a second so he can explain it. Top line of the bottom of the last wide line, sechalitzos ekshera, mukhlat kida amran shafilu b'shah sreifa, Kari beged, v'lav me'elefu, ela gilei milsa be'almahu, v'shavos kochavim nami hol lilucha avid, u'misham she'avodos kochavim, lav l'streif ha'kaimei, de'islahu takanta be'bitol, because you can be mivatel, like Tosus says. So that's really allowed to use them. But nevertheless, there's the assumption that, assuming with mukhla that we are learning it out from the other cases of streifa that we're allowed to maintain them. Fine. So Gemara just to finish up, says, Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Ma'ishna Zakein Ha'asher Lechvodo Lav Lilucha Avid the Beidina Nami Lav, this fancy chalitza shoe, you see already the Gemara had it. So they had a shoe they used for chalitza. A Bezin gave you one, whatever. So that's not used for Luchel, that's just the chalitza shoe. Right? That's what they do, Lamaisa. Lamaisa today, they have a special chalitza shoe, which is all the chumras of all the Gemaras, they put them all together. So that's also not made for walking, that's just made for chalitza. Right? So Amalai, Ilu Maske, Beish Luchel, the Beidina, Mi Kapitalei. If you decide to walk around with it, take it out, fine, so we wouldn't be mocked, but it is for walking. It's just that we don't use it for walking, we use it for chalitza. And that's the difference then from a shalzak and asukfodo, which is you'd be furious if someone used that to walk around and it's made for the cover of the mace, and that's you wouldn't allow it. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up next week.